RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, and focus news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headline. Indonesia and Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement is aimed to Indonesia's open and competitive economy. German Ambassador highlights education in Indonesia-Germany relation. And now the news in detail. Indonesia and Australia have negotiated the agreement of the 9th Indonesia and Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement on October 2 to 6, 2017 in Jakarta recently. In his welcoming speech, Trade Minister Enggar Tias Tolukita said that the agreement is very important for Indonesia and in line with Indonesian President's mission to build Indonesia's open and competitive economy.
For Indonesia, ISFA is one of the most anticipated agreements. Both Indonesia and Australia are dynamic market economies. When President Joko Widodo pushed us to conclude ISFA this year, he really meant business, openness, and competitiveness are two keywords mentioned on many occasions by our president. By openness, we mean Indonesia's deeper integration in global value chains and moving up the value chain in sectors where we have a competitive advantage. And by competitiveness, we resolve to run our economy and in the increasingly integrated regional and global economies.
Furthermore, Minister Enggar Tias Tolukita said that several things that become the highlight during the 9th Indonesia-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, IACEPA negotiation, among others increasing competitive capacity, power, sources of economy, investment and financial service, independent movement and telecommunication. The meeting is a follow-up from the previous negotiation in Canberra on July 31 to August 4, 2017. German Ambassador to Indonesia Michael von Ungern-Steinberg highlighted education in the bilateral relation between Indonesia and Germany. In his speech during the celebration of the Day of German Unity in Jakarta, Tuesday, 3rd of October, Ambassador Ungern-Steinberg said education sector is not included in the center of attention in a bilateral cooperation, but is essential in the social-economic progress of any nation. Beside that, Ambassador Ungern-Steinberg said education cooperation between Indonesia and Germany is beneficially if considering the amount of Indonesian students in Germany.
An increasing number of young Indonesians study at German universities. Last year, there were over 4,000, 67% more than just 4 years earlier. Germany is now among the top countries when it comes to the number of Indonesian students abroad. And I venture to say that this investment in brains has proven beneficial, both for the students and for our two countries. President Habibi, who we are honored to have with us tonight, is a wonderful example.
Moreover, German Ambassador Ungern-Steinberg said, know how and talent are prevalent in all societies so that his country responds positively to the request of vocational education training from Indonesian President Joko Widodo. According to the ambassador, the vocational education cooperation had been progressing due to the rules of the government. Chambers of Commerce, Polytechnic, universities and business of both countries. Indonesia and Germany share strong commitment in effective multilateralism that was stated by German Ambassador to Indonesia, His Excellency Michael von Ungern-Steinberg, during the opening of the Day of German Unity in Jakarta on Tuesday, 3rd of October. Ambassador Ungern-Steinberg also said Germany appreciated the great contribution of Indonesia in multilateral issues such as G20 or UN peacekeeping movement.
We value Indonesia's role within the G20 and the support we experienced over the last 10 months during the German G20 presidency. We strongly appreciate Indonesia's clear commitment to mechanisms of global governance, Indonesia's remarkable contribution to UN peacekeeping, with presently over 2,700 peacekeepers, and its well-founded candidacy to the UN Security Council are proof of this commitment.
Furthermore, the German ambassador, Ungern-Steinberg, said without multilateral institutions and rules, the challenges of climate change, global trade issues, as well as peace and security, cannot be addressed properly. Therefore, Germany is looking forward to enhancing cooperation with Indonesia both bilaterally or through European Union. Indonesian Health Minister Nila Muluk said that Indonesian Human Development Index is increasing and considered high. On a press briefing held on Tuesday, October 3, 2017 in Jakarta, Minister Nila explained that with the increasing of Human Development Index marks, the Indonesian human survival rate also increased. With the increasing number of Indonesian survival rate, there is an increasing number of uncontagious disease based on someone's age. The vision issues such as cataract becomes a kind of disease that happens to the elderly. Therefore, Minister Nila said cataract must receive rehabilitative handling. Besides, promotive and preventive steps have to be taken as well. Now, we want to promotive preventive action. There are several diseases that we cannot prevent, but we can help to do rehabilitative treatment. And we cure it with rehabilitative method. Minister Nila Muluk further said that her ministry has conducted a coordination with Indonesia's Ophthalmologist Association to survey rapid assessment of avoidable blindness or RAAB in 15 provinces in Indonesia. The result of the RAAB letter will be the guidelines to handle cataract in the area with the highest number of cataract disease. It is hoped that Indonesia will reach the vision in 2020 by giving rights to sight for every people. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Military Commander General TNI Gatot Nurmantyo looked directly the clean rehearsal of parade and defile of TNI personnel in commemorating the 72nd anniversary of the Indonesian military in Indah Kiat Seaport in Cilegon, Banten on Tuesday, 3rd of October. At the clear rehearsal, General Gatot Nurmantyo was accompanied by Indonesian Army Chief of Staff, General Mulyono, Indonesian Navy Chief of Staff, Admiral Ade Supandi, and Indonesian Air Forces Chief of Staff, Air Marshal Hadi Cahyanto. Meanwhile, TNI spokesperson Major General Wuryanto to media after the clean rehearsal said that Indonesian military TNI always remembers the sacrifice and struggle of the heroes wherever they were buried by visiting their graves.
Prinsipnya sama, bukan kekuatan, kemampuan. Ini kan sebagai bentuk.
Principally, by TNI will show power and capability, This is the responsibility of the Indonesian military TNI to Indonesian government and people. The special agenda of the commemorating the 72nd anniversary of the military are, among others, the visit to the late of Indonesian former president as the highest leader. Secondly, visiting the heroes in Dili, Timor-Leste, and Bangkok, Thailand. This shows to TNI soldiers that TNI will never forget the sacrifice of heroes wherever they were on duty and buried. TNI will never forget them. The commemorating of the 72nd anniversary of the Indonesian military TNI, which will be celebrated on October 5, 2017, theme with people, TNI is strong. The parade and defile of the TNI anniversary involves 5,932 personnel of Indonesian Army, Navy, and Air Force, as well as TNI's civil employees. TNI's personnel will show their military martial art, drum band attraction of Indonesian Military Academy, as well as simulation of war in the land and sea. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has said she is more concerned about security and the geopolitical situation in North Korea than the United States and its central bank's policy. She said in her remarks during the launch of the World Bank Indonesia Economic Quarterly report on Tuesday that the geopolitical situation will totally change and will make Asia look like other regions in terms of volatility and security issues. Asia was perhaps the only region in the world that enjoyed high economic growth supported by vibrant purchasing power, she said, adding that its peaceful situation was another positive factor. The International Monetary Fund IMF Regional Economic Outlook issued in May projected that the Asia-Pacific region will grow by around 5.5% this year, higher than the global growth projection of 3.5%. And the last item, diversified petrochemical giant PT Barito Pacific and Thailand Siam Cement Group SCGP have established joint venture firm PT SCG Barito Logistics to serve the two parent companies, SCG Country Director for Indonesia, Nan Tampong Chantrakul said on Tuesday the joint venture would begin operation in the middle of October to deliver petrochemical product made by PT Chandra Asri Petrochemical, owned by both Barito Pacific and SCG. The Siam Cement Public Company Limited President Director Rongrot Rangsiopas said investment for PT SCG Barito Logistics had reached 162 million baht, or $4.85 million. SCG held a 49% stake in the logistic company through SCG Cement Building Materials Limited, and Barito Pacific held a 51% stake through PT Barito Invest Prima. And to end the news, here are the main points once again. Indonesia and Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement is aimed to Indonesia's open and competitive economy. German Ambassador highlight education in Indonesia-Germany relation. And that was the news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled Referendums in Catalonia and Kurdistan. Two referendums have been held in two different places, but in the same spirit. The first was in autonomous Kurdish region of northern Iraq at the end of September, while the second was held this week in Catalonia, Spain. Both regions are equally enthusiastic in carrying out a self-government apart from the originaries where they belong. In the Kurdish autonomous region, the Kurds agreed to support and establish a Kurdistan state. In Spain, similar things happened, the majority Catalan residents supported the separation of the autonomous regions of Catalonia to establish their own republic. However, the spirit of the two regions to implement their own government in full is not easily accomplished. In Iraq, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi refused to recognize the referendum and threatened to isolate the Kurdistan region. And it is true, Iraq has proven the threat. Apart from within the country, the rejection also comes from countries with a considerable populations of Kurds, such as Turkey and Iran. Both countries are worried that the Kurdish referendum in Iraq will encourage similar things in Turkey and Iran. Nonetheless, there is no violence in the Kurdish referendum. While in Spain, Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said the Catalan referendum did not conform to the constitution, which refers to the unity of the Spanish nation. The Spanish government sent police to the polls to stop the referendum. A clash took place and 300 people were injured. Prior to this, there were also two referendums in Europe. First in Scotland, where the majority of the population voted to still join the United Kingdom. Secondly, a referendum in the United Kingdom which resulted in the British people decided to leave the European Union. A referendum for the independence from certain country may indeed be the right of people living in an area, but keep it in mind that a sovereign state will defend its constitution and unity in accordance with the ideals of the nation. Listener, that was commentary for today. I'm Dinugraha.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with October 4, 1957, Soviet spacecraft Sputnik 1 is launched. The Soviet space program is an ambitious program from the Soviet Union to conquer the outer space. The first milestone of this program is the successful launch of the world's first satellite Sputnik 1 on October 4, 1957, followed by the first human missions in space, Yuri Gagarin, who flew around the Earth in space in 1961. The highest achievements of the space program is successfully launch of a space station, Salyut 7, followed by the launch of the space station Mir as the first permanent human settlements. In general, the Soviet Union space program is more advanced than the United States space program. The collapse of the Soviet Union made the whole program stalled. Then Russia, as the successor state of the Soviet Union, preferred to join the international consortium to build the ISS or International Space Station. Over now to October 4, 1999, North Maluku officially becomes a province in Indonesia. North Maluku is one of the provinces in Indonesia which was officially formed on October 4, 1999 through Law No. 46 of 1999 and Act No. 6 of 2003. Before officially became a province, North Maluku was part of Maluku Province, covering the districts of North Maluku and Central Halmahera. At the beginning of its establishment, the capital of North Maluku Province was located in Ternate, at the foot of Mount Gamalama, for 11 years. Precisely until August 4, 2010, after 11 years of transition and preparation of infrastructure, capital of North Maluku Province was transferred to the city Sofifi, located on Halmahera Island, which is the biggest island. The last is from October 4, 2000. Banten is separated from West Java Province. Banten was formerly part of West Java Province but separated since 2000, with the decision of the Law No. 23 of 2000. The capital is located in the city of Serang. Banten Sea Region is one of the potential sea lanes since the Sunda Strait is one of the strategic sea traffic lanes passable by large vessels connecting Australia and New Zealand with Southeast Asia, for example Thailand, Malaysia and Singapore. In addition, Banten is the link between Java and Sumatra. When linked to the geographical position, Tangerang in Banten is a buffer area for Jakarta. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, welcome back to Voice Green. Today we'll invite you to talk about Chief of Papua Regional Police, pioneering natural friendly police movement. Papua Regional Police Chief Inspector General Boy Rafli Amar pioneered the National Friendly Police Program on Maritime Love Ceremony at Base G Beach, Jayapura Utara District, Jayapura City, Papua on Saturday, September 30. In addition to reduce the impacts of world climate change, the program is also aimed to maintain the sustainability of biological resources and its ecosystem. In his speech, Boy Rafli Amar said, "The geographical condition of Indonesia as a country with a vast territorial waters has strategic value both as sea lane of communication or sea lane of trade. The strategic value is also accompanied by the potential of marine sector with high selling value in the international market." Boy Rafli Amar said, "The province of Papua is an area known with its marine wealth in the form of a very large diversity of fish species and saving non-biological resources, environmental services, as well as marine tourism. According to him, with such Papua's marine wealth, it should be accompanied by effort to maintain the sustainability of Papua's marine resources, either biological, non-biological, and environmental services." The Chief of Papua Regional Police also said, "Law enforcement is not enough to maintain the affected sea. But one of the most important efforts is to recognize the rights of the sea as a tool to achieve a healthy ocean." The Maritime Love Ceremony was attended by TNI and Papua Provincial Police officials. In addition, there were invited guests, including Head of Bank Indonesia, Papuan representatives, Head of Regional Owned Enterprises, Indigenous and community leaders, youth, students, and the Motor Club community, and Indonesia's Interpopulation Radio. Boy Rafli Amar also invites all invited at the event to be a pioneer in the maritime love movement of Papua for the life of the people of Papua today and the future. The event ended with a release of 300 hatchlings at Base G Beach. It is one of the opening movements in protecting coral reefs and marine ecosystems in Papua. Listener, that was the Voice Green.
Here is our news in brief. Indonesia and Australia have negotiated the agreement of the 9th Indonesia and Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement on October 2 to 6, 2017 in Jakarta recently. German Ambassador to Indonesia Michael von Ehrenstenberg highlighted education in the bilateral relation between Indonesia and Germany. Indonesia and Germany share strong commitment in effective multilateralism. That was stated by German Ambassador to Indonesia, His Excellency Michael von Ehrenstenberg, during the opening of the Day of German Unity in Jakarta on Tuesday, 3rd of October. Indonesian Health Minister Nila Muluk said that the Indonesian Human Development Index is increasing and considered high. Indonesian Military Commander General TNI Gatot Nurmantyo looked directly the clean rehearsal of parade and defile of TNI personnel in commemorating the 72nd anniversary of the Indonesian military in Indah Kiat Seaport in Cilegon, Banten on Tuesday, 3rd of October. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has said she is more concerned about security and the geopolitical situation in North Korea than the United States and its central bank's policy. And the last item, diversified petrochemical giant PT Barito Pacific and Thailand Siam Cement Group, SCG, have established joint venture firm PT SCG Barito Logistics to serve the two parent companies. And that was the news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's Citizen, we will invite you to visit Jakarta to know one of typical foods, namely gabus pucung. Stay tuned. Listeners, typical foods in every region across Indonesia always attract and arouse appetite, but many foods are difficult to be found or extinct. One of typical foods of Betawi, which has been legendary, is gabus pucung. This food has existed since the Dutch colonial era. Unfortunately, the food has been difficult to be found. Listeners, the name of gabus pucung is taken from the two main materials of the food, namely gabus and pucung. Gabus comes from a name of cod fish, while pucung is kluak or pangyum ilot, or often mentioned pucung by Betawi people, which becomes the main material to cook gabus pucung. Cod fish is chosen as the main stuff because in the past Jakarta was dominated by swamp, fish pond, and river, which are the places of cod fish. Betawi people preferred to use cod fish because other fishes like carp and the Mozambique tilapia were quite expensive, so that Betawi people chose cod fish because the fish was easily to be found at surrounding area. Listeners, gabus pucung is Betawi typical food. The food is made from cod fish, which is cut into two parts. The texture of the fish is soft, which is wrapped with its crispy skin. The texture is crispy because the fish is fried at first before being given sauce. Gabus pucung sauce itself is dark black color with a tasty savory and a little bit salt. The dark black color is from pucung, hazelnut, and turmeric. Listeners, gabus pucung is one of foods which is included in the Rincian Nyorok. Rincian Nyorok is a tradition to deliver food which is cooked by kids to be given to parents or parents-in-law towards fasting or Idul Fitri. Listeners, if you want to taste the legendary food from Betawi, please come to Harapan Mulia Village, Bekasi Sub-District. To enjoy one portion of gabus pucung, you only pay 55,000 rupiah until 60,000 rupiah. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring gabus pucung, a typical food from Jakarta. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is Belajar Bersama, or in English, Studying Together. Stay tuned. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I said each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Di sekolah, in English, at school. Pulang, pulang, in English, to leave, or to go home. Hujan, hujan, in English, rain. Bersama, bersama, in English, together. Jemput, jemput, in English, to pick up. Belajar bersama, in English, to study together. Di rumahku, in English, at my house. Belajar, belajar, in English, to study. Matematika, matematika, in English, mathematics. Kimia, kimia, in English, chemistry. Tunggu, tunggu, in English, to wait for. Next is a conversation about belajar bersama, or in English, means studying together. The conversation is between Tuti and Nina. Hey Tuti. Hai Nina, apakah kamu masih berada di sekolah? Hai Nina, apakah kamu masih berada di sekolah? In English, Hai Nina, are you still at school? Nina, iya, aku masih di sekolah. Ingin pulang tapi turun hujan lebat. Iya, aku masih di sekolah. Ingin pulang tapi turun hujan lebat. In English, yes, I am. I cannot go home because of heavy rain outside there. A. Tuti. Aku juga masih di sekolah. Bagaimana kalau kita pulang bersama? Aku juga masih di sekolah. Bagaimana kalau kita pulang bersama? In English, I also still at school. Why don't we go home together? Nina, baiklah, kamu jemput aku di sekolah ya. Baiklah, kamu jemput aku di sekolah ya. In English, alright, would you pick me up at school? Tuti, iya, aku jemput kamu. Nanti kita belajar bersama. Iya, aku jemput kamu. Nanti kita belajar bersama. In English, okay, I will pick you up. We study together then. Nina, kita hendak belajar apa? Kita hendak belajar apa? In English, what are we going to study? Tuti, belajar matematika dan kimia. Belajar matematika dan kimia. In English, we are going to study mathematics and chemistry. Nina, baiklah sampai nanti ya. Baiklah sampai nanti ya. In English, okay, see you then. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with other topics, sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present the songs of a female singer, namely Sai. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Sayang by Sai. Happy listening.
Sayang, apa kabar denganmu? Di sini ku merindukan kamu. Ku harap cintamu takkan berubah, karena di sini ku tetap untukmu. Sayang, apa kabar denganmu? Cobalah kamu telepon diriku. Ku rindu dengar suara indahmu, karena dirimu lah semangat hidupku. Sayang, dengarlah permintaanku, jangan ragukan cintaku. Sayang, percayalah apa kataku, karena ku sayang kamu. Sayang, dengarlah permintaanku, jaga hatimu untukku. Sayang, dengarlah bisikan hatiku, karena ku sayang kamu. Akan berubah, karena di sini ku tetap untukmu. Sayang, apa kabar denganmu? Cobalah kamu telepon diriku. Ku rindu dengar suara indahmu, karena dirimu semangat hidupku. Sayang, dengarlah permintaanku.
Song Sayang by Sai has initiated this regular music corner for today's edition. Cheryl Gating, or better known as Sai, was born in Pekanbaru Riau on February 16, 1994. Sai began to pursue the music world since she was 15 years old by continuing to follow the singing contest. Through one of the singing contests, Sai also made with Posan Tobing, former drummer of Kotak Band. Under the tutoring of Posan Tobing, Sai also entered the Indonesian music industry through her first album entitled The First, which was released in 2012. The leading single of the album is Sayang. With simple lyrics and arrangements, the song has easily stolen the heart of Indonesian music lovers. Not only in Indonesia, the song Sayang has become the hits in some radio stations in neighboring country Malaysia. Moreover, there were many positive comments from various countries on Sai's YouTube channel. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Rindu by Sai. Happy listening.
Kembalikan warkah cinta, moga manis jangan tangis sakit tinta. Semua janji yang pernah dideklarasi, tinggal puisi sepi minta dideklamasi. Aku masih bergelut memeluk takdir, detik bermula sehingga kemelut berakhir. Apapun juga keputusan, aku terima walau jujurnya tak keruan. Dan yang dah berlaku, biarkan berlalu. Nescayaan istab aku kan diubat waktu. Kau harus bahagia walau tak bersamaku. Kabarnya hidupku kini ibarat ratu. Nahu lagu berbau tak butuh tahu, namun bukan niat untuk menggugah dan mengganggu. Semoga kau pun merindui dua lokasi hati satu frekuensi. Aku rindu.
Sejujurnya aku
banyak yang mahu ku berkatakan, menyusul lekahan mengukur pencaratakan. Sejujurnya dirimu tak ku bersalahkan, sempurna perbuatan, perkataan dan perwatakan. Mungkin semuanya berpunca dari aku yang selalu keterlaluan memahukan sesuatu. Memori bila parafernalia cinta, setia mencerita sisa memori tercinta. Bila ku mengadu ke purnama, bertanyakan kabar ku janggaku di sana. Puisi cinta lama sibuk dihidupkan, menjadi senandung lestari bayu titikan.
Yang kau nyanyikan aku nyanyi juga, tak sempurna tapi ku kan tetap coba. Semoga terus merindui dua lokasi hati satu frekuensi. Aku rindu.
Kau lupa hingga hari kita bersua.
listener, that was the song Rindu by Sai featuring Nukilan. In addition to work in the music world, Sai also had actively in the acting or film industry. Several titles of movie and soap operas have been played by Sai. However, the acting world cannot stop Sai from the music. In addition to the first album, Sai then released various singles in 2014 and 2015. Then, Sai's second album entitled Magic released in 2016. In this second album, she moved from the pop genre to electronic dance music, EDM. Sai admitted that she was very interested in EDM music. Thanks to her talent in singing, Sai is often invited to perform in various music festivals in the country. Moreover, at the end of September 2017, the 23-year-old singer was appointed to represent Indonesia in the Asian Song Festival 2017 event held in Busan Asian Main Stadium, South Korea. One of major Korean music labels considers Sai is suitable to appear in the Asian Music Festival. However, Sai admitted that she did not know more details of the assessment of the Korean music label. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Aku Suka Kamu and Seperti Magic by Sai. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Bisa hilang dari otakku.
Seperti magic, magic.
Kau hanya datang permainkanku. Semua cerita cinta yang dulu pernah ada, tapi kini telah sirna.
Seperti magic, magic.
Betapa hancurnya hatiku.
Seperti magic, magic.
Ku tak tahu harus kemana. Aku kehilangan arah. Aku tak bisa melangkah. Aku tak bisa melangkah.
Aku masih sayang kamu. Aku masih cinta kamu. Setega itukah kau meninggalkanku? Hancur hatiku. Aku masih sayang.
Sangka kita berpisah karena perbedaan dan karena cinta terlarang. Aku tahu ini sakit, tapi harus dilewati. Cinta tak bisa memiliki.
Aku masih sayang kamu. Aku masih cinta.
Cinta harus siap untuk kehilangan. Cinta, cinta, cinta.
Aku masih sayang kamu. Aku masih cinta. Cinta kamu, apakah kau tahu
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.